little Monday morning Beastie Boys for you there. And the point was that last line, living at home is such a drag from You Gotta Fight to Your Right to Party. Sounds like the ultimate anthem for college-age kids who are maybe back at home with your parents for the summer, pushing back against mom and dad's not in my house rules. Or parents, does this sound like your home during the summer right now? How have your house rules changed now that your college-age kid is back for the summer? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we're just, you know, giving you a chance here to take your temperature and see if we can solve some problems before they get any worse, because there's a thing, right? The kid grows up, the house rules are the house rules through the end of high school. Then they're living on their own most of the year in the dorm, and the rules are different. They're not actually living under your roof. But then they come back for the summer. Which rules apply? Parents, you have success stories about how you gradually lifted the house rules after freshman year, after sophomore year, after junior year. People have been through this. As a college student, have you negotiated this out with your parents, or is this a point of contention for you right now, this summer? Which house rules are the points of contention in the first summer home from college or the second summer home from college? 212-433-WNYC. We want to hear your stories and maybe help others avoid some of the maybe avoidable conflict as young adulthood dawns at the end of childhood. 212-433-WNYC. If you're in that gray area or you're the parents of someone in that gray area, how is it going? How are the house rules surviving the return from college? How much should they? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Help us report this story and help us help your fellow college students and their parents. 212-433-9692. And we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right. How are the house rules working out if you're home from college or your son or daughter is home from college? 212-433-WNYC. And Aaron in West Orange, you're up first. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going? Love the show.
Thank you. What's your story?
Nothing. I just wanted to briefly touch on it because, you know, I'm back and forth from school all the time. And honestly, at home, it's house rules. You know, like that's home. You know, I guess it.
Like what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Like what house rules?
What house rules? No smoking in the house.
Sounds
fortunately,
like common courtesy.
I can have females over. That's accepted, or whoever I choose. But yeah, you know, when I'm on my own, that's my choice to live as I please. But when I'm home, I got to respect it.
Aaron, thank you very much. All right. Sounds like he's got a good attitude towards the parents. Also sounds like sex is now more acceptable than tobacco in America. Is that where we've gotten for the young adults? Catherine in Ridgewood, you're on WNYC. Hey, Catherine.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Fine. So I had two sons who came home from college, clearly. And it's silly because on the one hand, I know that when they're away at college, they could be out till all hours of the night. They could be driving, public transportation, whatever, and I had no idea what was going on. But every time they would come home, and even now that they're even a little bit more grown up, I always worry when they go out at night. And so the rule we had was, call me by such and such a time to tell me what time you're going to get home. So at least if I could get a call at midnight that said, you know, I'm not going to be home till 2 in the morning. Fine, then call me at 2 in the morning and say, I'm not going to get home until 4. It just gave me a sense of comfort that they weren't, as I always used to say to them, lying dead on the side of the road.
Right.
But it also didn't impose any restrictions on them.
Right. And do you find any pushback for that arrangement?
No, gee, Mom, I forgot. On the other hand, I said, if you don't call me, I'm going to embarrass the heck out of you by sending the police out to look for you.
Right. And do you ask yourself, you know, is this kind of funny because for the months that she's living at college, you have no idea where she's going at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're not asking, you're not lying awake at night, presumably asking yourself the question.
All the time. And I said, you know, it's a total juxtaposition of worlds, but I guess it's just a different feeling when I know that you have walked out, and I know that you could be in a car accident, or I yeah. know that you could be lost in some way. It was just a very different feeling,
yep.
and it's total mind games that you play with yourself.
Right.
But, you know, it sort of has to do also with, and if any of them are hearing this, I'm sure they'll be devastated. You know, what happens when you bring somebody home? What bedroom do they have? And the laws that we laid down along those lines was, I'm giving your friend their own bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
However you choose to manage that is fine.
Last guy seemed to think it was fine with his parents as long as they don't smoke cigarettes afterwards.
I did relent when I said, when I really know that you're in a committed relationship, and sometimes that found itself as you're moving in together, you're engaged, then okay, I might decide to break out
That's
the double
right.
bed.
Then you could have a nice conversation about the definition of committed relationship.
Exactly.
Kath, thank you very much. Good luck. And Olivia in Middletown. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
How you doing? You're a student?
Yes. I just finished up my first year of college in New York City. And it was a lot of fun. But I just wanted to comment. It's funny because, you know, the previous caller was just kind of talking about this. But it's a struggle for me to go through the whole year of college and not have somebody on my back, you know, about curfews. And I'd say I'm a pretty responsible person, and I don't, you know, go out and party too much. You know, but it's funny coming home and, you know, constantly being berated about being home on time and curfews, and it's very different, you know, from having this entire year.
What's the curfew that your parents are trying to enforce?
Well, it's funny because it keeps getting pushed back, but I'd say it started probably around 11 o'clock, and then it went to 12, and it's tricky. Because it almost feels like for teenagers, I feel like in a way it's when you're being pushed to sort of do something you don't want to do, you kind of want to go against it. And I respect my mom, and I definitely see where she's coming from, but it's hard to have to hear this almost every day, you know, in the summer, as opposed to not hearing it at all during the year.
Maybe you should propose the house rules that the last caller, the last mom, worked out with her daughter. Like, okay, we get that you don't have a curfew for the 9 months out of the year that you're living at college. So
right.
you don't have a curfew because it's kind of silly, but just tell us what time you're going to be home so we don't worry. Maybe you
right.
can propose something like that. I don't know if it's going to work for your mom.
I definitely think that that's definitely an option. She has, you know, two other teenagers as well, and we're always all over the place doing different things. But I think that it's good to keep up with your parents and let them know what it is, you know, what is going on, and not to worry them, because, you know, it can be a little frightening when they're not hearing a call and
yeah.
they're not we're not back at
yeah,
like 2 a.m, right?
Good to understand that. Olivia, thanks a lot. Good
Thank
luck
you very much.
To you and your mom and your sibs. And Steve in Manhattan. Let's see. Could you help me put up line 10? I'm having a little trouble with the phone system here. Steve in Manhattan, you are on almost WNYC. Could you just put line 10 on the air? Could you do that for me? As I try to take Olivia off and put Steve on. Steve, now I think we've got you. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I thought you were talking to my wife two calls back.
Oh, really?
It was so similar, but no.
Oh, she was in New Jersey, though. You're in Manhattan.
Right. almost the same story. We've actually given up on the curfews, and there's a look that I get from my daughter. She's a high college senior now, going to be a senior. And,
so even in senior
it's
year.
It's almost like, say something, and you know, I'm an adult. Say something, and I just give up, and I just say, look, just give us a call or text us. There's no phone calls anymore. It's just texting, and that's the way we communicate.
That's communication, right?
And the problem is that when she needs money from us, which is often, she gets angry because she realizes she's not that independent, and will end up just going back into her room for several hours and binge watch something on Netflix, perhaps a whole season of Ally McBeal or something like that.
Sounds classic for one thing. And is all you're asking for the communication?
That's all. That's all we're asking for is communication, and it's even as simple as, "Are you coming home for dinner?" because I have another child.
And what do you get? You get, I don't know?
Right. I don't know.
I'll decide 10 minutes before dinner time?
Yeah, well, yeah. No, actually, it's an hour and a half. 8 o'clock, she'll waltz into the door and say, where's dinner?
Oh, this is not telling you that she's coming home for dinner and then demanding dinner.
Right, right. So then I say, there's the refrigerator and there's the stove. Be my guest. You do this at college, you can do it here, too.
Or when are you going to start cooking for me?
No.
Steve, thank you very much. All right, let's get one more in here, but we're running out of time. Sam in Park Slope, can you do it in 30 seconds?
Yes. Hey, how are you?
Okay.
All right, so I'm a 33-year-old professional. I live in Park Slope. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. But I got to tell you, over the last 14 years, when I go home, nothing changes. It's always her house.
Really? You have an 11 o'clock curfew?
No, not quite that. But there are systems in place, and I've got to respect them. And, you know, at first, you know, I felt betrayed because I thought I was an adult. But you're never really an adult in your parents' eyes. So to all the young adults in college listening to this, just get used to it and accept it.
Sam, with the wisdom of experience, which hopefully will help bridge that gap between the parents and the college-age kids. Thank you all for your calls. Hopefully that was helpful to a lot of you who heard them.